Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. The delays on Southeast Boulevard northbound at 31st Street because of construction, and it's causing a backup to I-35. And it's a little sluggish on I-235 southbound heading on to K-96 East. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. Gray skies out the door will eventually turn partly cloudy. A high of 85. Strong gusty south winds between 20 and 30 miles per hour. After 5 o'clock through this evening, severe storms are likely, especially along and east of the turnpike. All of that should be done by 10 p.m. or so, then clearing in 52. A beautiful Friday, sunshine in 77. Back over to showers and storms on Saturday, and some of those could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Odyssey sports draft coverage is presented nationally by Bet365, where winning is everything. Download the Bet365 app and lock in your picks before the game begins. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in select states only. And by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
What do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
I have not a da with the da-da-da.
Close to da?
Oh, yeah.
Mka.
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is ta-da Monday or Tuesday?
Ta-da is Thursday.
Oh, no. I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
You want my duck?
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily on a Thursday, NFL draft day. Glad to have you with us here. We will get to lots of things in this hour. We'll take a look at the Royals and where they're at. I want to talk to Paul Savage about the 24 or 16 game college football playoff. There's a little bit of news on that. We'll get you the latest from Ross Dellinger in a report he had yesterday evening. So we'll get there. And of course, it's the NFL draft. Your calls, your commentary. Welcome on all of it. 869-1240 is the number to call. You can leave us comments on Facebook, on YouTube, on X. You can leave us voice messages if you're listening to us through the Odyssey app. Thanks to those watching us on 12 News Connected. You can also email the show at sportsdaily@kfhradio.com. Everything we have coming for you this hour is on tap. What's on tap? Brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, makes the perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole. No matter the score, Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
Real right, quick, Paul? Real quick, are we going to talk a little about Royal Stadium? I guess it's done. Is that, am I right on this?
It is done.
It's a done deal. Is that correct?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, we need to touch on that just a little bit.
Union Station area. My problem with it all, Paul, like it, When I go to Kansas City, I've either gone to the Truman Sports Complex to cover the Chiefs or the Royals.
Right.
I've gone downtown.
Right.
Or Crown Plaza, okay. I think is what it's called. Country Club Plaza, whatever that area is. I don't spend a lot of time, so I don't know the dynamics of the city very well. People will talk about parking in this area that's being proposed. It's, I guess, down where the old Hallmark headquarters
is. Yes, Hallmark is vacating, my understanding.
So Hallmark's going to kind of get out of the way. And it seems like they're sort of partners in this deal. So they're going to kind of get out of the way there and let them clear the space. I don't know if you saw the renderings, Paul. They look great.
They do.
As renderings typically do. Mm-hmm. Stadium looks good. It's kind of a lot. It felt like a lot of callbacks to Kauffman, which I think is kind of cool.
It did.
But it'll be beautiful down there. I'm a big, big proponent of downtown ballparks. I think it adds to your downtown. I mean, you think about Wichita. Think about how much better the drive on Kellogg looks, or to see Equity Bank Park and Intrust Bank Arena just sitting there as you drive down. It feels big. And the problem with Kauffman, of course, and the whole Truman Sports Complex, there's nothing out there. Right? Like there's nothing to do. You drive out to go to the game and you drive back. Mm-hmm. If you go to any of the newer areas, and I always use the one because it's the one I've been to most often, is the area in Arlington now where they've put basically kind of between the new Rangers ballpark and Cowboys Stadium. They've got, you know, bars and restaurants and hotels right there. And it's a lot of fun to visit and go down there and hang out. For the folks that live in Kansas City, you got to find a place to park. Okay, they'll figure that out. They'll build some parking garages. Like I always say this, everybody that's been in every town or everybody that's ever lived anywhere complains about two things: parking and road construction. And listen, everybody deals with it. Yeah, we're in an area now where parking's not that big a deal. We choose to, but it's a big deal in every major city. Mm-hmm. If you go to insert team name here, you go to there the draft's in Pittsburgh, Paul. You go to a Pirates game downtown. I wonder where they park.
Well, I get it.
You go to New York.
Yeah.
The Mets or the Yankees. Where do you park?
Well, here's the thing.
It's always a problem.
Here's what I did last night. So I'm minding my own business and I'm watching KWCH newscast and this story about the stadium being relocated and, you know, Hallmark moving and becoming a partner and vacating their business so this whole thing can be put together. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. You know, I get why they're doing it and I think it's probably important and they'll be just fine. Thank you very much. And then they show a place, they show the site where the stadium will sit. I pause my TV. I pause it because I want. Here's this picture of the downtown, and I'm looking at there, and I'm saying, I'm looking for a parking spot. I'm looking for Jacob. I'm looking for one parking spot. One. I can't find one parking spot.
Who wants to put parking spots in a rendering?
Well, this was an actual photo of the downtown. I don't think it was a rendering.
Oh, well, they're going to tear all that down and build it back up.
All right. Well, I guess
listen, it's a problem. It's a problem now in downtown Kansas City, but it's a problem everywhere. You know, you've got to figure that out. You've got to figure out where people can park and like take a tram in or something. They'll figure that out. Mm-hmm. Right now, if you're anyone in that area and you own some property, cha-ching.
Yep.
Yep. Come buy me out. Build a parking garage.
You got that right. That's not going to be a bad situation if you're in it.
They'll
I can tell you that.
Figure it out. Like, I hate to, you know, and I get it. We don't live there. So, like, for me, like, I don't care about what they find for parking. If I'm going up there, I'll be parked at the hotel taking an Uber. I don't care about parking. Now, I get it, though. But for the people up there, it could be a concern. Okay. They'll probably figure out parking. But I do think we ended up, Paul, with the best case scenario in all of this. Like, we did, you and I. The Chiefs came over to the Kansas side. And the Royals got to go downtown. Mm-hmm. Kansas, I don't think Kansas could have afforded the risk to take them both. I think it would have been a little too risky. The Chiefs are risky enough to give them what we're giving them. But, you know, maybe probably worth the risk, I think. But taking them both probably would have been too much.
Yeah.
But you don't want them to leave the area. And it was looking bleak there for a minute.
Right.
And they end up finding a home downtown. Yeah, I think we got the best case scenario.
Yeah. Royals are, the Chiefs are a better pick for the state of Kansas. I think I'd rather have the Chiefs, partly just because of the trajectory of the NFL. I mean, it's just, you know, the NFL, it looks like it's on a moonshot. I mean, that's just the way it looks. It looks like it's going to be a printing press of money for the foreseeable future. At least that's the way it looks to me. I'm not sure I could say the same thing for baseball, although baseball has a lot of good things going on it.
Baseball's on the way up, too, but they're probably going to have a labor stoppage here pretty quick.
Yeah, which is, and there's some things
I going on. I hope not going to impact any of this.
But. Right. But anyway, so I guess everything will be fine, and everything always works out. But it just struck me that, man, when I saw the parking situation, I thought that, and I really thought it, and it was a concern to me. And yet, I've got a feeling that when you're talking about doing billions, and when you're doing billions, these kind of things may come up somewhere along the line.
Find a couple parking garages. Yeah, like we can build big buildings, Paul. Can we build like a 20-story parking garage? Is that possible?
I don't know the engineering on that.
I don't know if it can hold that much weight. I don't know how tall those things can be. I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither.
But I'll bet you can find a place to park those cars. Maybe they got to build a little monorail.
And they will.
We do it in airports.
Yeah.
We bus people in and out of airports. Wing, bang, bing, bang, boom. Just, you can't need more parking than an airport.
And there'll be and if nothing else to get started, there'll be a shuttle system of somewhere. Somebody's going to have a parking lot, you know, a mile away. And you can shuttle, and
you hop on a monorail.
You want to go back?
In.
Yeah, and you want to go back to your car and leave early. You hop on. They're available all the way through the game. It doesn't matter. And so, yeah, these things will have a way of figuring it out. It just struck me. Where are you going to park? I mean, the congestion of downtown Kansas City is unbelievable.
Conversation about where we lived, Paul. We would be having a parking conversation.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
But, you know, for us, we don't really care, right? It's their problem, not ours. I think getting downtown is the right idea.
Well,
baseball downtown makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. What's it do for Boston? I mean, in Fenway Park. Look around Fenway Park. What is it? It's an entertainment set.
It's great. It's incredible.
It's beer, it's booze, it's having fun, it's partying.
Here's a hot take for you, Paul.
What's that?
Unpopular opinion. Right. I don't even like Fenway. It was one of my least favorite places I've ever watched a baseball game.
It's the smallest thing I've ever been in.
That area around it, fantastic. I know Max
has a comment. Max has a comment for you, my friend. Go ahead, Max.
He's going to have a stroke here.
Smallville. Come on now.
I love the area around Fenway. Fenway itself, to watch a game, it's uncomfortable. I got poles in the way everywhere.
Listen, before your time, when you used to have to go to the bathroom, you used to have to pee into a trough. That's how far back
Max,
I go.
I grew up in Potter County Stadium.
Jacob, when you're a kid and you go in there and you see that, you know, I held it till I got home. That was terrifying.
Yeah, it's fine. That was, but to Paul's point, the area around Fenway is what makes Fenway.
It does. It's amazing.
I love watching games at Fenway on TV. It was probably my least favorite from like being in attendance. My least favorite stadium I've ever been in.
Did you sit on the roof seats? Because I'm against them.
No,
I like the screen.
We probably sat. Oh, I don't know. Second level between home plate and first base. They were pretty good seats, but they were cramped. There were poles everywhere.
They faced the wrong way.
It's an old stadium. I get why.
Yeah. By the way, before we go, I was just going to say, if you go to Fenway Park and you've never been before, you're going to be shocked about how small it is inside. It really feels small inside, doesn't it?
But man, everything around it is so awesome. And that's what they've got to get right with the downtown Kansas City ballpark.
All right, we'll see.
All that stuff around it, just like they did with Power and Light, they'll do a great job. It's good news, I think, for everybody. We don't have to pay for it either, so there you go. All right, we'll come back. Let's talk about those Royals. Let's talk about this college football playoff situation. We got more Sports Daily coming your way.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Messi fans, Lowell's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.